Wisconsin's bipartisan elections commission has been the target of Republican criticism since the 2020 election.
The four GOP candidates running for governor against Tony Evers have all called for either overhauling or eliminating the commission altogether.
Here's how former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish made her case in an interview earlier this year with WTAQ in Green Bay.
I think they have turned our elections into a circus. And so I think whether we choose to put it under the legislature or the Secretary of State's office, elections in Wisconsin must have more authority for the voters so that they have essentially one throat to choke. They need to be able to bounce someone from office, whether it's the Secretary of State or their legislator, if elections go wrong.
Democrats, including Governor Evers, have rejected calls by Republicans to disband the commission. Some Republican legislative leaders, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, have also rejected the idea.
We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about how elections are run in Wisconsin? Do you support the Wisconsin Elections Commission? Do you think it should be overhauled or abolished altogether? Are there ways you think it could be improved? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email ideas@wpr.org.
Philip Chen is Assistant Professor of Political Science at Beloit College. Phil, welcome back to Central Time.
Always happy to be here.
Let's start with the creation of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. First of all, Phil, can you tell us a little bit of the history going back to 2015 of the creation of this state elections agency?
Sure. It was established in 2015 basically to replace the Government Accountability Board, which was actually established in the early 2000s as a response to what was a legislative scandal where a number of state employees on both Democrats and Republicans were found to be campaigning with campaigning for either their selves or their bosses to the tune of like almost $4 million in state taxpayer money. So the Government Accountability Board was established in order to provide some oversight of campaigns and the way that elections are run. And then in 2015, after years of especially Republican objections to the Government Accountability Board, which was nonpartisan, so it always had nonpartisan former judges, it was replaced in 2015 with the Wisconsin Elections Commission as well as the State Ethics Board. So it was split into two different bodies, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission now is a bipartisan election commission. So the commissioners are associated with one party or the other, but there's always an even 3-3 split.
Why has there been a strong push now from Republicans to overhaul or remove this elections commission?
Well, again, I think part of the reason is that, I think a large part of the reason is that the Wisconsin Elections Commission made a certain number of determinations in the last few elections regarding things like ballot drop boxes, voting in nursing homes and things like that, that after the election, Republicans sort of targeted as things that they did not like and did not want to see repeated in future elections. And so there's no way for Republicans in the state legislature to sort of exert power over the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission. And so it's become a target. The commission has become a target because it's simply not they cannot. Republicans who might want to eliminate some of these or change the decisions that are made simply don't have that power with a bipartisan commission.
Talking to Phil Chen, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Beloit College, looking at the Wisconsin Election Commission, calls by the Republican candidates for governor to change it a lot or get rid of it and replace it with another system. You can join in with your thoughts on that idea at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Phil, one idea that's been floated by some of the candidates is get rid of the commission, replace it with the Secretary of State, a partisan elected position in Wisconsin that currently doesn't really do much of anything. A lot of states, almost half of states, I believe, have some version of this where the Secretary of State runs things. Can you talk about that idea?
Yeah, I actually think I last I checked, I think it's around 32 states. So about 60% of states, I think, vest their election administration in the Secretary of State's office. So, you know, I mean, it's neither model is unusual. I mean, what was unusual was the Government Accountability Board, a nonpartisan board was kind of an anomaly, but was actually widely praised by people who study these kinds of boards as a nice model. The bipartisan model, not that rare. So, you know, I mean, the difference, of course, is that the Secretary of State is an elected position and thus is, you know, if not accountable for their decisions, at least voters have the ability to vote that person in or out of office if they disagree with the things that they have done.
Do people see cons to that idea in states where this exists, where the Secretary of State runs an election?
You know, it's again, I think that one of the biggest sort of advantages of these boards is that they are not as subject to the whims of the voters, right? That, you know, this idea that you want, it's a matter of where you sort of place your priority. Do you want the decisions being made to be accountable to the voters, or do you want them being made, you know, based on interpretations of existing law? And so I would say that the critiques are similar to the critiques we see as to, you know, in state Supreme Courts where you have elected versus appointed state Supreme Court justices. Do you want your members of the court to be directly accountable to voters, or would you rather have them sort of divorced from that electoral accountability? So again, the pros and cons are kind of similar to the ones we see in the court system in thinking about whether you would like to see your elections administered with the voters having some kind of say in that process.
As we heard in that clip from former Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, now running for governor, she's also said, or the legislature running elections. I was looking at the list. I don't know that any state allows the legislative body to do that. It would be a little different than usual because that would be taking an executive function, how things work, and putting it in the hands of the legislature. Do you have thoughts on that idea, Phil?
You know, I don't know what that would look like because, as you said, it simply is not an idea that is widely used. If I can't think of anywhere where the legislature is specifically in charge of running the elections. You're right. It's an executive position that where the decisions are often made by the Secretary of State or by the commission. So passing that to the legislators seems like an odd idea, an idea that is not widely used in American politics, and would seem to lend itself really, really, really problematically to the issues that were occurring in the early 2000s, late 1990s, that originally drove the state to adopt these kinds of boards.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think the big issue that we have is most of the staffers or all the staffers are from Madison. So they're in the Madison bubble. And so all the information they provide up to the decision makers are all from a liberal, left-wing, progressive lens. And the best thing that we can do is move the board, whatever the board is, out of Madison to make sure there's more diversity of thought within the ranks of the people that are making the recommendations.
Steve, thanks for the call. What do you think of that idea, Phil? The agency works in Madison. I don't know where the people live. The actual commissioners, half Republican appointees, half Democratic appointees. But Steve worried about the staff in a liberal bubble, he says.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'm not all that convinced that moving it to a different place in the state would make a difference. But I don't think if that's the solution that the legislature or the governor comes up with, you know, I don't think there's any particular harm in that. I think that My guess is that the staff actually have less of a influence over the commissioners than Steve might expect. You know, I really do think that the commissioners, because they're appointed from multiple areas of the state and from both political parties, really do bring their own knowledge and expertise to the job. But, you know, if that's the if the decision is to move it to another part of the state, I don't think there's any particular harm in that.
Steve, thanks for that call. We're talking about the future of Wisconsin's elections and who's in charge of them. Phil Chen is with us, political science professor at Beloit College. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the Wisconsin Elections Commission? Do you want to see it continue operating the way it has been? Do you think it's working well? Are there decisions it made that you agreed with or didn't agree with in that pandemic year election of 2020? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Dean Knetter. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with political science professor Phil Chen from Beloit College. He's with us today looking at how Wisconsin elections are run and what could happen if the State Elections Commission is abolished, as some Republican candidates for governor have proposed.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think? Let it ride as it is? Or if the Elections Commission went away, who would you want running our elections in the state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Linda is with us in Eau Claire. Linda, hi.
Hello. Yeah, I think the election commission is fine just the way it is. This state is so gerrymandered. There's no way in heck that it should be given to a legislature to make decisions on it. It's just fine. And anybody who thinks it should be changed, I think it's for political reasons. It's just fine the way it is. People have input into it. Vote. That's our input. Input into it. Thank you.
Linda, thanks for the call. Phil, what do you think of what Linda had to say?
I mean, I think she's absolutely right that moving election administration to the state legislature is dangerous, given the level of documentable empirical gerrymandering that has occurred in the state legislature. But again, I don't, I'm not even sure that's a viable possibility given sort of the anomalous status of something like that would be. But even moving it to the Secretary of State's office does raise real concerns about the sort of politicized nature. As Linda said, people do have say in who gets appointed to the Elections Commission because they're appointed by elected officials. And so kind of the danger of moving it to the Secretary of State's office is that we are seeing, historically, these have been sort of the campaigns for secretaries of state have been focused on sort of electoral experience. What, have you served on maybe the Elections Committee in the state legislature or something like that? Now we're starting to see that even those positions are becoming very, very polarized and politicized. We see this in Georgia with primary challenges to the sitting Republican Secretary of State. And so to the extent the Secretary of State races become more like partisan races, it raises some real concerns about whether the decisions that were made by that office would be either political in nature or truly about sort of correct interpretations of the law.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Phil, before we go back to our callers, another candidate, a Republican, Tim Michaels, running for office, has floated the idea of keeping this elections commission, but dismissing the entire board, firing all the top level employees, cancel existing guidance to local clerks, and then start over with a new board. So sweep the board clean and sort of rebuild it from the ground up. What do you see the potential impact of that being?
I think it might make a difference, but you're still drawing. You're going to be drawing people who are appointed because of some kind of desire from the individuals appointing them. So, yeah, maybe you would, given that it would be appointed by the governor and the minority leader or majority leader in the state legislative bodies, yeah, you might, you know, you, what you might end up with is a more partisan but a still divided board, because of the sort of the context of when they're being appointed. Some of the other things proposed are actually sort of odd. You know, the proposal to sort of twice yearly purge voters, that's actually less frequent than the board currently does that. So there are some things that suggest that that may not be the most, the reform may not be totally in line with what is even happening at the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But again, you're still drawing people, and as far as those who have the expertise to apply for those jobs, there's still only a limited number of people who have that expertise. And so it might not hurt, but it might not help the sort of the end goal that that they're hoping to get out of this.
Talking to Phil Chen from Beloit College about Wisconsin's election commission, calls from Republican candidates for governor in particular to abolish or change it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Lisa is with us in Madison. Lisa, hi.
Hi. You know, I've been reading a lot about, we have 19 GOP-run states right now that have installed either partisan boards or work to put, as your guest was alluding to, the power to determine elections into the Secretary of State's hands. And that gives them the ability to overturn elections that they deem fraudulent, which means if we were back in 2020, many of these boards would have deemed the 2020 election fraudulent likely and overturned that election. And so going forward, we're creating a scenario where what was attempted to be done in 2020 through illegal means is now going to be done through, you know, quote unquote, legal means. And it's essentially taking the power out of the citizens' hands and handing it over to partisan officials who are going to decide who won an election.
Lisa, thanks for that call. Phil, do you share that concern that some changes might make it possible to, in effect, overturn the popular vote, overturn the will of the voters?
I mean, I do share that concern because of the narrative and the language that has been used by a number of Republican election officials in the wake of the 2020 election. You know, I think that, and more importantly, the way though that narrative conflicts with the documentable, verifiable, empirical evidence of the sheer lack of fraud. And so I really do worry that even if they are, you know, this is the goal and it is ultimately unsuccessful, it deeply undermines the public's trust in elections. And so I think that my concern is not just with whether this is actually the goal. You know, it may be, it may not, but my concern is that it's deeply harmful to the trust that people place in the elections and the fairness of the elections.
Thanks for that call. One of the candidates we haven't mentioned yet, Timothy Ramthan, is a state lawmaker who's try to introduce legislation to withdraw, in effect, Wisconsin's electors from 2020, and is still campaigning to do that. If that is the motivation here, do you worry that these changes, in particular in Wisconsin, might make it easier to do that, even if 2020 is a done deal?
You know, it's difficult to say, right? Because a lot of it will depend on how the legislation is written, how the power is vested. But if you have a candidate for governor who has an expressed desire to overturn the outcome of an election and replace presidential electors with a different slate, it raises real concerns. It's hard to know what would actually happen in that scenario. I don't want to speculate, but I would say it raises concerns that that is a serious possibility. If a governor were in place who wanted to do this and had a friendly Secretary of State, this is why these nonpartisan or bipartisan boards are often drawn up the way they are, is to protect against, you know, a single individual's sort of using their power in such a way.
Time for one more caller. Nancy is with us in Wausau. Nancy, hi.
Yes. I firmly believe when it was the Government Accountability Board was probably the best we saw for a nonpartisan way to look at it. Under the Walker regime, it became the Elections Commission. And now if we're going to turn it over or think about turning it over to the Wisconsin State Legislature. When you live in a state that is as highly gerrymandered as Wisconsin is, we have a Republican legislature. How are you going to keep this nonpartisan?
Nancy, thanks for the call. Phil?
I mean, I think the short answer is there's no intention to keep the election administration nonpartisan. And in many states, secretaries of state are elected as partisan individuals. In fact, most states, that's the case. And so this is where that conflict comes in. I think people, a lot of people seem to like the Government Accountability Board because it was explicitly nonpartisan. And the Wisconsin Election Commission was kind of this middle ground of saying, okay, well, we'll make it bipartisan, but it'll still be a commission. And to the extent that people want their elections administered in a nonpartisan or a bipartisan manner, moving to a Secretary of State, especially a partisan Secretary of State election like we have in Wisconsin, really removes any of that pretense of impartiality.
Thanks for that call. And Phil, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That's Philip Chen, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Bloyd College, with us today looking at the role of the Wisconsin Elections Commission and possible alternatives proposed by Republican candidates for governor.